that was a UFO beaming back at you. Now, they've been coming here ever since 1946, and they have been living and working among us in vast quantities ever since. The government knows all about them. These leaders have decided to repress this information because of the tremendous shock that it would cause to our antiquated system.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
You're listening to Nick of Time, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by Lineup Media Group.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. The air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do and there's no end to it.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdalene, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, and the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You've got to say, I am as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Welcome to Nick of Time Podcast, a Lineup Media Group production, brought to you this week and every week by Audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/Nick of Time to get a 30-day free trial and free audiobook download. I got two last week. It was great. And if you're looking to do any shopping on Amazon, visit our website, nickoftimepodcast.com, and click the Amazon banner. Any purchases you make during your session will directly support our show. How are we doing?
We are doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. This is Eric.
Hey, it's Alex.
Alex who? Oh, and Everett.
Slow.
Alex. Alex is back this week. He had the bad case of the sexually transmitted cancer, but he made a recovery. We did talk about that.
GI style, one penicillin shot.
Did you listen to our episode without you?
No, not yet. I haven't heard it.
Oh, you should have.
Man, it's good. It's really good. All right, so we got a
yeah, we talked about
it.
What was it on? Doomsday prepping?
Yeah.
You missed out.
I'm gonna have to listen.
You missed out.
It was a lot of fun. So we got a really good episode this week. It's something I'm very excited for. This is, count it, my second favorite conspiracy of them all.
Of them all?
Of them all.
Have you wrote down your rankings?
Of them all?
No, but this is just like the one I'm second most passionate about.
Okay. You're feeling the energy for it.
Ask me my first one.
What's your first one?
9/11.
Is it because you believe it so much?
Maybe not so much that I believe it, but more that I want to believe it.
Oh, it's the most titillating.
Yes. It really kind of gets me. So anyways, we're going to talk about giants.
Ooh, giants.
Giants. Giants are very, very interesting concept. I mean, think about it. So when it's crazy and you walk down, you know, walking through the mall, you see a guy that comes up next to you. He's like, what, 6.5, 7 feet tall?
You're a big old monster.
You think in your head, holy shit, that guy's huge, right?
Sure.
Well, wouldn't it be nuts if all of those, Sunday school things that you heard when you were a kid were true? You know, about all the giants, David and Goliath. You know, everyone's familiar with that story, right?
Yep.
So David was what was referred to, or no, I'm sorry, David. David wasn't a, Goliath was what was referred to as a Nephilim or a hybrid offspring of fallen angels. And I know you're already all scratching your head right here. Follow us, co-conspirators, as we dive balls deep into the Nephilim giants.
Damn.
Did you really just say that?
I did.
My God. Sorry, people. Good Lord.
I liked it. I'm going to say it again.
No, please
follow
don't.
Us, co-conspirators, as we dive balls deep into the Nephilim giants.
There just went half of our listeners with that dumb joke.
I felt it was great. No, I got a really good joke.
I liked the Futurama episode when the Amazon giant women really get balls deep on Fry and his friends.
I don't know.
Oh, you're missing out.
I've never watched Futurama. It's supposed to be good, though. But I got a good joke. You guys want to hear it?
No, but go ahead.
All right. A polar bear walks into a bar, and he looks at the bartender, and he says, I'll have a beer. And the bartender's like, hey, man, what's with the big paws? And he's like, I don't know. I was born with them. You know, holds up his hands, paws, big
man.
Paws. Nephilim Giants, back to the Giants. Sorry. Okay, so there's all kinds of references.
It could have been worse.
There's all kinds of references to Giants.
So you were saying a biblical Sunday school giant? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, everyone remembers David and Goliath. David was the teenage boy that
eventually
toppled.
Becomes King David.
Yes, King David from the Bible. Yes, so he topples Goliath.
Now, in the Bible, Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, I've got written here. I was wondering, is that Goliath they're referring to, or is that another giant?
That's the whole race of Nephilim. They were the men of renown. And I believe what you're referring to when you say Genesis 6, 4 is, and the fallen angels came to earth and came into the daughters of men. And wow, I'm going to fuck this up really good. And the offspring were men of renown. What's the exact
quote? That's pretty close to it.
What's the exact quote?
I don't know. I don't have it here with me, but...
So anyways,
most of them, Goliath included, were considered fallen angels.
Yeah, well, no. Goliath was a second generation Nephilim. The first generation Nephilim were the actual fallen angels.
Offspring of them.
Yeah, the offspring of the fallen angels.
All right, here's what the New International Version. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, were the sons of God and went to the daughters of humans and had children by them. They were the heroes of old, men of renown.
I like it. Yeah, so there it is. So that's the first verse in the Bible, or the first book in the Bible, Genesis, and it's talking about
giants.
Sounds
really Tolkien, doesn't it?
It does. J.R.R. Tolkien?
No, the other one.
Oh, I don't know the other one.
Well, it goes back even further than the Bible. Wasn't Greek mythology had giants way before the Bible?
Well, we do. I was going to get to that, too. Also, Greek, yeah, so since
Greek
there...
Greek stuff wasn't really way before the Bible, though.
But it's...
No, I thought like it Old was Testament. BC. I thought, you know, they were running...
So but Old Testament goes, like, way back.
So in Greek mythology...
New Testament, yeah. Like, you know, Jesus and beyond.
I don't know why. I thought, you know, Greek and Roman...
Maybe I'm wrong, but...
Mythology is older than Judeo-Christian. I didn't know.
I mean,
well,
I would
Christian,
think.
Yes, but
okay. That's why they took over. Well, I guess we still use Jupiter and all those as our names for months. So,
oh, you're talking about like the astrological calendar, like Saturn is what God is Saturn? I can't remember, but Aries God of War is like that.
Mars,
a corresponding month. All right. So, anyways, the giants, Greek mythology. So there is a group of giants, but those are not to be mistaken with the Titans. The Titans are totally different.
Sure.
So in Greek mythology, the Titans were the first ones to start the universe, and then they had gods as children.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. But the Titans also fought.
They weren't comprehensive thinkers. They were more forces of nature. They were just giant and not that smart. But
yeah. So even the giants and the Titans, they're both of astronomical size compared to regular humans. Also, Zeus, Poseidon, Hades, they were all giants, so to speak, in comparison. Well, gods, but you know, when they took a form, it was a giant. So Greek mythology, yeah, they're just shitting giants in Greek mythology.
They're shitting giants.
They are just shitting giants in
Cyclops,
Greek mythology.
That's a big giant.
So what I was talking about before was the Bible. The Nephilim were on the earth 1,200 years before the flood. Okay, and so
The
Great Flood.
The biblical Noah's Flood.
Noah's Flood. So sure. One of the good theories about the flood was the reason they had to have the flood was to get rid of the giants. They were polluting the genome. So, you know, obviously, if you follow the Bible story, everyone comes from Adam, and
this sounds more like that Russell Crowe movie than what I've seen.
It's a
in the
pure,
Bible.
It's a pure, you know,
I don't,
lineage.
I never link giants to the flood in any way.
If you've never seen Noah with Russell Crowe,
well,
then
well, follow me. So, okay. So the giants were having sex with the women on Earth, right?
Right.
Okay, so what they were doing was polluting the genome. Yeah, okay, mating. They're polluting the genome because, as you know, Adam and Eve were supposed to be pure. So, you know, everything's a descendant from God.
Sure.
Okay, so these Nephilim were actually polluting the genome, and they were very terrible giants, very, very terrible giants. So what they did was, I guess God decided, you know, hey, let's have a flood, get rid of all these guys, save Noah, his family, his kids, his wives, and two of every other animal, and we're going to have this flood.
Well,
I know the Bible story about the flood, so that was just one of the reasons for it. Yeah.
See, I never heard any verses in the Bible talking about giants.
There's a few.
Well, this
references.
Was an alternate theory. This was a different theory. I don't believe that is in the Bible, but that was just a giant theory as to why the flood happened.
Gotcha.
Okay, so some giants were like 9 cubits tall, and if for everyone that doesn't know, which I didn't know until today, a cubit is 18 inches, roughly a foot and a half. Okay, so Og from the Bible was 8 cubits, which is like 11 and a half feet. And Goliath, the one that everyone remembers, he was like 6.5 cubits. It's like something like 9.5 feet tall.
Yep.
And Eleazar was 10 and a half feet tall. So these are all three well documented, and their sizes are, you know,
counted.
Yeah, they're in the Bible.
They're on record, so to speak.
Yeah, they're on record giants. So if you believe in the Bible and that's your thing, then you believe in giants. So I mean, you know.
Well, you believe in a lot of stuff if you believe in the Bible.
Yeah. So there were some tall mofos in the old days. There are all kinds of great videos on YouTube about the giants, but I found one really interesting. It's Giant Genealogy, and it's a video on YouTube. It's called Origins of Giants After the Flood, and it links the Bible to certain Egyptian giants. Now, I don't know if you guys knew this, but the Egyptian hieroglyphs and cave paintings and art all show and portray humongous giants.
Sure, sure.
You know, they'll show the worker people barely up to these, I guess that's their gods, race. You know, or their deities. Barely to their knees.
Well, and not only just their gods and deities, but their kings were also considered gods. So they were always depicted as being larger than everyone around them. And they were from them. They were the kings of...
Well, yeah, because they were like a flesh and blood thing. Like they would like what they called their gods, they weren't really like a spiritual being. You know, they were actually a flesh and blood god, the Egyptians. You know what I mean? So like even Ra and Thoth and all those guys, those were allegedly flesh and blood, you know, people that they could actually interact with.
Right.
I mean, they were way above them, whether it be consciousness and powers and everything and taller and huge and giants. But they were essentially just flesh and blood beings that they interacted with. Okay. What is the theory? Yeah, so the Egyptian mythology has giants that are a lot bigger than the Bible. Pigpen, you're awful quiet this episode.
No, man, I'm just listening.
I told you I had a lot. I really like the giants. So what do you got? Some break in. Let's interject.
I haven't heard enough. I'm loving the story so far, though.
Okay, yeah, so taking it to the Egyptians, they had giants that were 5 and 6 meters tall. So that's give me a good math. Your math.
16 to 20.
20 feet. 20 feet tall. Can you guys imagine a 20-foot tall giant? A person that's 20 feet tall?
I can imagine it.
I got a good imagination, but geez.
Not me. Feet. I mean, like...
That's two stories.
I saw a picture today of...
That's two stories. That's messed up.
I saw a picture today of Allen Iverson next to Shaquille O'Neal. Now, right. Allen Iverson is, if you don't know, that's those are basketball players. Allen Iverson's 6 foot tall. He's your average man. Shaquille O'Neal's something like 7'4", something like that. Either way it goes. So he's not even... comparable to even Goliath status, let alone these Egyptian giants that were 5 and 6 meters tall.
Right, Shaq would be coming up.
Shaq
there.
Is 7'1".
Shaq is 7'1". Okay, so and he just dwarfs. I mean, Allen Iverson looks like a little kid to him, and Allen Iverson's the size of us. You know, we're all about 6 foot tall in here, 6'1", 6'2", give or take.
Now, would you consider Shaq a giant? I mean, in comparison to everyone around him, he's a
standard human.
Yeah, he is a standard human. He doesn't have any dysfunctions. No pituitary.
The largest human that we know about ever to have lived, of course, Robert Pershing Wadlow.
Yes, from Alton, Illinois, which is like
our stomping grounds.
Yep, 10 minutes away from us right now.
And
so the line.
He was 8 foot 11 and 3/4 inches.
That's right.
8 foot 11 and 3. Yeah, he was 1/4 inch short of 9 feet. Now
died when he was 24 years old. You know what he died of? He had to wear braces because he was so tall. And he got like a blood clot in his foot, and it basically just got into
caused
the
by a wrinkle in his sock.
Due to the braces.
He died from a wrinkle in his sock.
Yeah. Well, the heart's really got to be ticking hard to keep the blood flowing.
He was actually, and when you look at the pictures of Robert Wilder, he's a big, tall, lanky-looking guy. You know what I mean? He really kind of like looked skinny in comparison.
Right.
But he was 400 pounds.
Yeah,
so you got to think, this guy was 400 pounds, and he looked like a beanpole.
Right.
You know what I mean? He was tall, dude. There's a lot to this
guy. There's depictions of Egyptian hieroglyphics that show very strange-shaped rulers. Like, they have big pot bellies or real skinny legs.
Oh, yeah.
They're always depicted as more larger than the common man.
I saw 50, between 50 and 100 images of Egyptian, and I'm just going to say crap so I don't have to say hieroglyphic cave paintings, arts, and everything, all that shit. So I saw probably 50 or 100 images of, like, Egyptian crap with huge-ass people on it.
Crap.
And I mean, hey, that's just for lack of a better word. So, okay.
No, there's plenty of
archaeological
better
evidence.
How about artifacts?
Artifacts. Oh,
antiquities.
You. Fuck you. Antiquities. So these Egyptian antiquities and artifacts. Shut up. But yeah, anyway, so they actually, a lot of them have huge people on there, a lot of big people. Now, one thing I was thinking about when I was thinking about the Egyptians and the giants was the pyramids. Now, I know we're going to go there. Think about the size of the blocks. Biggie, can you pull me up average size blocks on the pyramid?
Great Pyramid?
On the Great Pyramids, yeah, Giza.
20 tons, 40 tons.
Okay, so the story goes, now when you look at these images from these Egyptian antiquities and artifacts.
Thank you.
When you look at these images from those, there's actually, you can see giants with a big like stick on their shoulder. And you know what? Why don't you pull one up and cast it? They have a big stick on their shoulder with a rock on each end.
They average 2.5 tons each.
2.5 tons. Okay, but some of the bigger ones are. That's standard. That's an average. Some of the bigger ones can be.
I'm still looking for that.
Okay, so, well, anyways.
Big. Fucking big.
Fucking huge. So the idea was that the giants actually built the pyramids.
Yeah. Well, it would only take a dozen giants to carry the stones, right, as opposed to 500 people.
Workforce of 1,000.
They
humans.
Had the Jewish people to do this. It's well documented in your Bible.
It's not my Bible.
I'm giving it to you.
In the Bible.
I think that would be your Bible. Oh. Yeah, megalithic sites in general, counting the Egyptian pyramids, all those humongous stones, they've been found all over the world. Giant megalithic sites, giant stones. And a lot of people, they go on to say that those could only be built by men of renown.
Go figure.
Humongous giants, man.
Some of these
man.
Stones get up to 2,000 tons.
What do you got on
2,000 tons?
2,000 tons, yeah. Look up the ruins of Baalbek. Baalbek, Baalbek. Those are huge, man. And there's a stone in India that's like, you could see, there's a picture of a guy sitting on it, and it's massive, and it's already carved out. There's actually a monolith.
The obelisk of Aswan, Egypt. I mean, that's one of the giant.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Right. Some they think it's the third largest in the world, and it's between 137 feet long and about 1,200 tons. They say this is the third largest one.
And it's one solid stone.
It's one solid piece of stone.
But the catcher on this one is it's still laying in the ground. They never actually removed the pillar. They dug it out, and then it formed a crack
in place.
And they never stood it up or pulled it out. Mm. So that could have just been some really enthusiastic workers biting off more than they could chew.
I don't consider that an obelisk, then, if it never made it upright.
Well, it's cut into an obelisk.
Yeah. Best of intentions.
They've found a couple 200 stone spheres in Costa Rica.
Oh, the spheres of Costa Rica are crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. Now,
they got those all over
those,
the world,
Alex?
Actually.
Yeah. They've been saying they. Some people are skeptical. They have a lot of weathering on them. They've been there for hundreds of years. And between 500 BC and 1500 BC.
So that's thousands of years.
Yeah, they range in size from like as small as like a tennis ball all the way up to like 8 foot in diameter. Yeah,
8 foot in diameter.
The biggest
Jeez.
One's up to 15 tons. Jeez. These are just massive, perfectly carved stone circles.
Yeah, they have no clue how they were made or who made them.
The Olmec heads, I think that's
I've heard of those.
Advanced African civilization.
Olmec, I thought was Mexican, like Aztec. Isn't it? Hold on. Olmec.
And they were carving stones way back in 1500 or 1000 BC, some weighing 50 to 60 tons each.
Yeah, they were Mexican people.
Oh, the Olmecs were Mesoamerican?
Yep.
They also found these large stone pillars in 1987 off the coast of Yogani, the islands. They're perfectly flat with parallel 90-degree edges, and they look like almost massive pillars, if not giant building stones or steps.
Yeah, I've seen those. They almost look like humongous steps, like almost big for a giant.
Right. They think maybe the land that long ago was higher out of the ground, the water levels hadn't risen as much, so they were able to get down there and build on it.
Initially, this was above water.
They think. It's hard to tell, but they even find large stone, perfectly cut blocks underwater where it doesn't seem anyone should have been working unless you're 20 foot tall and you can stand.
How they cut those big blocks at like perfect 90
degree angles.
There's
the same thing down like near the Bahamas where there's a giant, like what looks to be the beginnings of an underwater city. Just big stone blocks carved in, why are they in this 30 foot deep of water?
I don't know. They may be natural. I mean, who knows? There's strange currents out there.
I've got
stranger shit's happen.
I've got a knack for picking out natural or not natural.
You never see straight lines or right angles.
Well, let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this. What about the North Pole of Saturn? It's got that hexagon. You've never seen that? There's a hexagon shape.
North Pole Saturn.
North Pole of Saturn.
Oh, of Saturn.
No. There is a hexagon shape. Oh, I can't believe you guys have never seen this. I've beat you to one. This is true. Hold on. Let me find it. Sorry about the little...
The Easter Island monoliths are pretty cool. Those are those heads that come out of the ground.
Yeah, did you see it turned out they dug down deeper and they're not just heads. There's bodies attached
to that.
I
did see that. There was an article.
I didn't know that. Apparently, that's a few years old, the information. Wow, the top of Saturn really does look just like a fucking snowflake right on there. I would call it.
Dude, and one of the moons has the same thing, strangely.
Yeah, that is crazy. But yeah, I saw a video on that where they actually excavated those all the way down. They're like 30 feet tall or something like that.
Oh, they got to be weighing tons. You know, tons. Tens of tons.
And those are carved actual people. Now, and there's also some monolithic sites in ancient Middle East. So we're going to go back to this. Sumerian, Babylonian, Iraq, and Iran, they found unearthed multiple skeletal remains and different monolithic sites. And so, you know, if there's monolithic sites, then that means there were giants there. I mean, it doesn't mean that. I can't really, that's reaching, but for our purpose, I'm going to go with that.
I'm thinking these Nephilim, after they had their children and then their children's children, well, the gene was still there for giantism, mm-hmm. and you could have giants going down hundreds of years after.
Through the lineage?
Yeah. Right.
Well, what I was getting at was the Anunnaki. As described by that mad scientist fucker, Zachariah Sitchin, the Anunnaki were actually like giants too. And that's what it says on the Sumerian tablets, those clay tablets that they unearthed all those years ago.
So the clay tablets in Sumeria are the written history of the Anunnaki?
Yes, sir. Yes. Okay. Yep. Yeah. We did a great show on that.
What
that
they
was
could
a lot
find.
Of fun. Yeah. Well, there's more than that on the tablets, but that's the big thing that they took from them. But yeah, and they say that the Anunnaki were very large in size, very, you know, giant.
This is over in the Middle East, you're saying?
Yeah, in the Middle East.
What about the Dead Sea Scrolls I heard about?
The Dead Sea Scrolls, that's a very good one. That talks about the Nephilim.
One.
Yes, it does. That talks about the Nephilim. That actually has the...
what does it say?
The Book of Enoch is in that, right? I believe the Book of Enoch came from
the
Dead Sea
Scrolls. Sure, I know about the Book of Enoch, yeah.
The Book of Enoch has a lot to do with the Nephilim and giants. So, you know, and that came out of the Middle East as well. So, you know, I mean, these discoveries
are... Well, the
Middle
East is technically the oldest parts of civilization. So if you're going to have
the
old
cradle
story,
of civilization,
it's going to come from there.
That's so debatable also.
these sites are founded all over Earth. You know, whether it be monolithic sites of huge stones, whether it be unearthed civilizations, the giants is built into our history in every facet of it, whether it be Greek mythology, Native American, which is what we're going to talk about on the part two, but you know, Native American, Egyptian, Sumerian. So what I'm saying is our whole history is rife with giants, whether you like it or not. Bible, biblical, Judeo-Christian, as you were saying, giants are ingrained into us. And that's why I said this was such like a really cool topic, and I really like this one because I've always thought giants, that's an interesting concept. I mean, think about Cyclops. Everybody remembers Cyclops when you were a kid, right?
Oh,
a huge giant with one freaking eye.
Chucks
know?
Boulders at you.
Right, so let's talk about some giants.
On the video game, yeah.
So let's talk about some giants. Maybe the story of Paul Bunyan.
I like, you know.
Maybe he was a Nephilim.
Oh, yeah. He, what, cut out the
He was
Grand
a red-haired
Canyon.
Giant.
Yeah, he's way bigger than what they say the Nephilim are.
Well,
he's 25, 30 feet. And that's,
taller
now that's,
than that, I thought.
Well, it depends on which part of the story he changes sizes to be giant, beyond, you know, 22 miles tall, and then he's the next moment, you
that
know,
would
30
say
feet
with the,
tall. So.
With the Egyptian gods that were, you know, 5 meters tall, I could believe Paul Bunyan. What about some other giants?
Well, with the David and Goliath one, I see the story of David and Goliath, and you know Goliath's just going to come out there and try to smash this guy, but... David's armed with the most advanced weaponry at the time, a stone sling where he could
advanced?
Just...
Advanced?
Well, I mean, if you're skilled at it, you can kill a bird at 50 feet.
I would say...
And actually, what David's quote was...
Yeah, but...
He wasn't armed... The sling and rock's not what helped him. He was armed with the power of the Almighty.
Right.
The God of Israel.
But if
That's
you,
exactly what he says to...
If you see people... Even nowadays, practice with the sling, and they can get so accurate and powerful, there would be no problem for them to blast a giant head.
Right, and if you think about it, you know, you got a rock the size of
a
softball.
I'm thinking Goliath was the
centrifugal force.
That one big.
You're throwing...
Golf ball, maybe.
You know what I mean? Okay,
yeah, well,
so,
a good heavy golf ball rocker kill
right.
me.
That'll kill you, but you ain't swinging a softball.
You'll
size,
crack
right?
a skull. So, well, and actually, if you guys
think,
read the Bible story, he did not kill Goliath with,
I think
the, with
Goliath
the rock strike.
Was the
did
under,
you guys know that?
I did not know
did
that.
You know that?
Then he killed him
he
with
did
a
not
sword.
Kill, yes, he once he fell down, he ran over and grabbed the humongous sword of Goliath and decapitated
the
him.
The Bible is the coolest book ever.
But he did, yeah, it's,
oh, it's got
bitching,
a sweet story.
Yeah. But he did not actually kill Goliath with the rock.
I think Goliath
was a misunderstanding of me. I always thought that he did.
Yeah,
Goliath was the underdog.
Yeah, he didn't have a chance.
I
wow, this
you.
Is the first time in the history of broadcasting anybody said Goliath may have been the underdog.
Yeah, Goliath may have been the underdog. Yeah,
you would have put your money on David before. Oh, yeah,
he said, "I come on behalf of the God of Israel.
I can kill a guy from 50 feet away before he can touch me. Yeah, I'm gonna bet on him.
I didn't know.
I got a gun. You got a sword. Let's fight. You know.
So let's recap our first episode a little bit. We learned the Giants are, like I said, in every facet of history.
I didn't think we were done discussing about where we see Giants, because, like, think about Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, that's a
Yeti.
The Yeti is
the abominable snowman.
That could be a variation of the Giants.
The, what else? There's a one down in Florida. I forget what they call it. They have a version like a swamp Bigfoot.
No, it isn't the chupacabra.
No, that chupacabra is like Mexican. A dog-like animal.
Yeah, it's a little.
I mean, it's goat eater.
But
there's all kinds of other, like Bogey Creek. The Legend of Bogey Creek. It was about a Bigfoot
Slender
monster.
Slenderman, isn't that one?
Slenderman's tall, but I don't think he counts as a giant.
If you're tall, you're a giant.
Fair. Game of Thrones, I know you don't watch that. You don't watch that either, do you?
No.
The Giants in that are great. They're about 20 foot tall or so.
Really?
They look great, too, man. They do some cool fighting.
Do they do any references to the Nephilim?
No.
No.
It's not based on Earth.
It's not based on Earth.
No, it's a whole fictional land. But the other day, the episode, the Giant picked up this guy by the feet and just smoked him into the wall a couple times. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, wow. There is such an advantage over everyone around them. No wonder they're men of renown every time.
Yeah, I mean,
if you don't renown them, you might get smoked into the wall.
What about the Jolly Green Giant from the Green Beans?
Oh yeah, he's a hero.
Oh, Green Giant.
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
What about Jack and the Giant? The Jack and the Beans.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. Yeah,
it's been ingrained in us since childhood.
He was way bigger than one.
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
He's a bad guy.
Let's talk about the Nephilim.
I guess. Nice. Fee-fi-fo-fum. That's awesome, man.
Let's talk about the Nephilim. But yeah, Jack and the Beanstalk, man. That was a fucking giant there.
Sure was.
I mean,
whose shoe do you think old Mother Hubbard was living in?
Damn. That could be the best question we've ever had asked.
Well,
I heard she was a lesbian. There was another old mother in there, which just wasn't Mother Hubbard.
That's hardly to the
point. Well, we're here to tell the truth. This is, we don't hide from
objection,
things on
Nick
of Time. We don't hide from things here on Nick of Time. Yeah. You know, we present the information as it's presented to us.
So what if she was a lesbian?
And I heard Mother Hubbard was a lesbian. Okay, so I'm not going to hide it. What does that have to do with anything? Nothing, but
I think
there it is.
Back on a little bit of topic, these giants, they're not just in stories. They find evidence. They found hundreds of giant bones all over the world.
Oh, yeah. There's excavation sites literally all over the world.
Dated back as far as antiquity until before written history even.
Yeah, bones.
All the way up to 2 years ago.
I saw a couple good pictures of like a man holding a thigh bone that was literally from the top of his head to his waist, and it was a femur, and it was an excavation.
And it was a Photoshop?
Well, I mean.
Sorry.
I don't know. It could have been a Photoshop, but I don't think so. I didn't see any wervy, swirly lines or anything like that. Of course, I'm not a Photoshop expert, but it looked legit to me.
Sure, sure.
Well, even in 1933 in Steelville, they had a picture of a man laying next to a giant, some remains they found on June 11th, 1933 in the newspaper there. Well, whenever he went in to, he wrote a letter to the Smithsonian, asked him to come look at it.
Ooh, you guys, that's next episode.
Well,
He
found this, and there's a picture of it in that newspaper. You can go look it up right now, and he definitely found giant bones. And I didn't know they were photoshopping stuff back in 1933.
They were.
They were. Confirmed. Photoshop confirmed for 1933?
Yeah, I was on the dev team. I'm old.
Oh,
you think it was a big conspiracy in town to make it all look right? Because it couldn't have been easy back then.
What, you're talking to Photoshop the newspapers?
It's not hard. They have a very good perspective. Artist. I mean, they do the same thing with the Lord of the Rings to make the hobbits look small.
Okay.
Force perspective.
Well, I know. Well, I think it was enough. Last year, History Channel went back there to check up on it, and they...
It time traveled?
Yes, they did.
The History Channel, yeah. They're on top of shit.
They make a lot of money.
They love conspiracies, too. But they went to that Steelville, Missouri, and they found a giant tooth in the cave.
Human tooth?
I never finished any of the episode. I don't know how that turned out.
That's a good question. Is
there's
it human?
More evidence that it was a giant in the...
What if it was a bear?
I don't know. You have to DNA test. I didn't get that far.
Maybe next
I don't think
episode.
It was a bear. It'd be like a sharp tooth, right? I mean...
Molars?
Even somebody like Alex would be able to differentiate the difference between a bear tooth and a human tooth, right?
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Because I wouldn't be able to. I have no frame of reference for this.
I've never seen a giant tooth.
I've never seen a bear tooth.
Never seen a bear tooth?
No.
I had a bear tooth necklace one time. I thought I was going to say. Shit.
I've never seen a tooth.
You come from a weird family. Wait a minute. We're from the same family.
True story. True story. Well, I think that's a good spot to wrap it up this week. We are going to be back next week with part two of Giants.
Well, actually, it'll be this week.
It will be this week. I like to say next week, but it's just in like
couple days.
40 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so remember to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Nick of Time Show or on Twitter at Nick of Time Show. Also, please remember to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, or your favorite podcast outlet. And give us a rating, 5-star preferably, but really whatever you feel we deserve. So, for the guys and me, until next time, this has been Nick of Time, a Lineup Media Group production.
Take it easy, everybody.
Have a good one.
Please, wake up.
This has been Nick of Time, a Lineup Media Group production. Access all our podcasts now at lineupmediagroup.com.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell!